Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A pilot reportedly has non-life-threatening injuries after a plane crash near a glacier. Alaska National Guard spokesman Major Guy Hayes says the crash occurred yesterday afternoon near Healy when a pilot picking up a hunter crashed on landing near Surprise Glacier, about 180 miles southwest of Fairbanks. A search plane and a helicopter are being sent to pick up the pilot. A preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board says an Australian pilot who fatally crashed last month north of Fairbanks was in flight conditions above his qualification. 64-year-old pilot Stephen Knight and his wife, 60-year-old Jillian Knight, died July 18th, about 43 miles north of Fairbanks. NTSB air safety investigator Chris Shaver says in the report that the Knights left Fort Yukon using visual flight rules. The report says Stephen Knight, just after 4:30 in the afternoon, asked an air traffic controller in Anchorage for instrument clearance to Fairbanks, even though he was not rated for instrument flying. The air traffic controller told Knight to climb to 7,000 feet, but lost radio and radar contact with the rented six-seat Piper Saratoga about 5 minutes later. 14 months in prison for a Juneau man initially arrested for growing marijuana in a North Douglas home and then arrested again for accepting narcotics through the mail and growing more marijuana at his new residence. 20-year-old Scott Eberhardt was sentenced in Juneau Superior Court yesterday afternoon for the December and April incidents. In addition to the 14 months to serve, another 20 months of his sentence was suspended. He'll be on 3 years probation as part of an agreement with prosecutors. Eberhardt will also have to enter a substance abuse treatment program and pay over $2,800 in restitution for damage and cleanup of the North Douglas home. His addiction stemmed from legal prescriptions of OxyContin and marijuana in California for treatment of back pain after an accident. That's according to his attorneys who testified on his or made comments on his behalf yesterday. His attorneys and Judge Luis Menendez did most of the talking during the hearing. When given an opportunity to comment himself, Eberhardt replied, "I have nothing to say." Icicle Seafoods has agreed to pay a fine over chemical leaks at some of the company's seafood processing plants and vessels. The Environmental Protection Agency alleged the company violated the Clean Air Act between 2006 and 2008 by failing to fix refrigerant leaks in a timely manner. Katie McClintock is a compliance officer with the EPA's Office of Compliance and Enforcement at the Air Division.
The chemicals that are used in refrigeration are ozone-depleting chemicals, which destroy the ozone layer. And as part of this project or this program, we look at various industries to see if they might be releasing larger amounts of refrigerant than they're allowed to under the rules. And what we found here is that there were some large leaks that weren't being repaired, and they weren't being repaired in the time period allowed. So we have this case against Icicle Seafoods. And as a result of the settlement, they're going to be repairing leaks earlier, and they're going to be required to pay a penalty as well.
The company agreed to pay a fine of $430,000 and follow a plan to fix and monitor releases of the refrigerant from processing vessels and shore-based facilities in Adak, Igagik, and two other sites. EPA earlier this summer settled with two other Seattle companies, American Seafoods and Pacific Longline Company, over leaks and importing of the refrigerant. Weather forecast calls for a chance of rain this afternoon for the capital city.